The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds!
King of Clouds!
The Colossus of Clouds! The Colossus of Clouds!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Erica Strowski. We're on Sunday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Take in your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question. We'll try to give you an estimate of what an item might sell for in a current auction. We're actually, last week's winner didn't pick up this prize. We had tons of calls and tweets and everything last week.
Yep.
But so we're carrying over the 2015 Topps Archives Signature Series box. Plus, for all you Packer fans out there, we've got a book to give away. So it's quite the prize.
Absolutely.
Package. The Cheesehead Bible we're
giving
away.
I'm not sure I could deliver free of charge the Cheesehead Bible to anybody. They may have to come actually to the store and pick it up from you.
This book has good reviews from, if you go to Amazon, you can buy it on Amazon. There's not that many reviews, but it has good reviews. And I think in some ways it kind of makes fun of them, but then also doesn't. Yeah. So I think it actually, it sounded like, looking at the reviews, a couple of Bear fans actually liked the book too. So the Cheesehead Bible we're giving away. I had one of the, I guess it's the publisher or their media contact, sent me a message. Would we like to give it away? I was like, sure. But, you know, we're only on two more weeks, and then we're not going to be on until April again. And he was like, well, what if I get it to you by Tuesday? I'm like, sure, we'll give it away next week. And it showed up yesterday. So it's like, well, we'll add it to the package today.
It's
why
nice
not?
Prize package this week.
And those, the Topps Archives Signature Series boxes had a lot of big money in them. It was just a one-card pack, one-card box. And
I know that very well, actually.
Yeah,
I did pretty well on that Galarraga.
You and Andres Galarraga,
yes, absolutely,
did very,
yes.
It's amazing how much Andres Galarraga, that his stuff on his low-numbered autographs out of this newer product sell more than like a Hank Aaron. It's
within 30 minutes of putting it on there.
Yeah.
I was getting offers all over from all over the place.
It's crazy how well he does.
It did very well.
It's the same thing. Omar Vizquel's stuff goes big
really?
Money. His low numbered stuff, it's very similar to that. Yeah.
I got to go through my light hitting shortstop box,
see
what I got.
You know who Omar Vizquel actually reminded me a lot of was Ozzie Smith.
Smith. Yeah, absolutely.
Great fielder. Wow. He and Roberto Alomar at short and second. What a combo.
Yep.
And then Huggins and Scott Auctions has a lot of the previews up now already. For the February 2016 auction, we're going to be mentioning some of those items throughout the show. There's a 1953 Bowman Color PSA graded complete 160 card set. I've always really liked the 1953 Bowman Color set. This has a weighted grade point average of 5.546. Number 21 on the PSA registry. So that's
impressive.
Good set. That's got a $2,500 minimum bid. And then we were just talking before the show. I didn't know who this was. There's a Barney Dreyfus 1917 signed letter to Billy Southworth. Real nice looking signature on it. And Vince looked up who he was.
He lived from 1865 to 32, and he owned the Pirates and actually was key to creating the first World Series in 1903. So a lot of history there of baseball.
Barney Dreyfus. Pittsburgh David would probably want
absolutely.
That. Yeah, Pittsburgh David was in on a me, Buzz, and Pittsburgh David did a split yesterday that worked out real well for both of us. It was
like doing a bit of fly on the wall for that one.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we were talking, Joe V had a rip card with a rip card inside the rip card, and he's trying to figure out open it. There's like 10 guys around, like gathered around it. I said, this video would be an internet sensation with the comments and everything, and what he got out of it, what he could get. Should he open it? Should he not?
They need to come with instructions to open the rip cards, you know? Jeez.
You know what would have been an internet sensation? Remember like 3 weeks ago when it snowed a lot and I had to park in the parking garage here?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, when I get back to my car after the show, I was going to talk about this the week after. I didn't have time to get it on there. I get back to my car and there were two cars on either side of me had pulled in too close to my front doors.
Really?
I couldn't get in the driver's side. I couldn't get in the passenger side. So I had to get in the back door. They were angled. So I had to go in the back door, reach around. You know, I got my winter coat on, reach around, climb over the seats. I was saying, if there was a video with sound and all the bleeps not bleeped on
the
video of that of me climbing over the seats, and then I had to get my feet into the driver's part of it. Oh my God. I told my wife afterwards, I go, there's a shoe print on the passenger seat. I said I probably should have taken my shoes off before I tried to do that. It would have been much easier. But I would have loved to have. Wouldn't you love to see the video?
That would have been funny.
That parking garage.
That would have been funny. Some people would have thought you're like stealing the car or something.
Right.
You know,
just trying to get into my own.
Be like stupidest but ways to steal a car.
Why
go
would
through the
people
bag.
Do that?
That's
though.
A little
park that close. I literally there was. I could open my front doors a crack on both sides. Then I'm thinking, I wonder if somebody did that on purpose. They want to rob you or something. But after they heard the bleeps, they weren't coming. That's for sure.
That's funny.
So, Bill Huggins, it looks like things are really going well. You're off to a good start for the February auction, correct?
Oh, yeah. Guys are writing stuff up every day. We're adding new stuff, and lots of other new stuff has come in this week, actually. We got a nice collection from a lady out in Waldorf. Ricky and I went and picked it up the other day with some very, very old stuff, a W600 cabinet card of Honus Wagner and an M101 of Joe Jackson.
Whoa, jeez.
Yeah, these are home run cards. This lady found it in her attic. It was, you know, from the early 1900s. She has a couple of these cards. I wasn't sure what they were. And our head writer, James, identified them. They're called E223s. They're the first E cards ever made. And they're, I mean, Commons book 10 grand.
Wow.
You know.
So that's
going to. We have a Mickey Welch, you know, which is a Hall of Famer.
Wow. That's going to be incredible to watch and see what those do. Now, are those graded or are you getting them graded?
They're going to be graded. And this lady, I couldn't tell her. I mean, I told her the stuff is probably worth $10,000 to $20,000, what she gave me. I think she's going to get a check from us when all's said and done in the six figures. But I just wouldn't tell her.
Wow.
Yeah. I think she worked it out with her sisters that they get the sofa and love seat and she gets the card. So
good deal.
I hope that's a one of one sofa signed by like the first Hall of Fame class.
Or from the White House or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Wow, that's something else. Man, that's going to be interesting to watch. Okay, we've got Justin from Winthrop Harbor is on the line. What do you have there, Justin?
Hey, good morning, guys. A few months back, before
hey, wait, Justin. Justin, are you a first-time caller?
I am indeed.
There we go.
All right, there it is.
Last week we had a few first-time callers, and I said we've got to find something.
That's
Jack
right.
Brickhouse doing.
That's
hey,
perfect.
Hey, don't
That's
you like
perfect.
That?
Perfect.
Yeah, that was good. Okay.
Well done.
Well, okay,
that
Justin.
That makes me feel good.
There you go. You're the first-time caller.
Right.
To hear. All right, there you go.
Sweet.
What's up?
Sweet. Well, a few months ago, before President H.W. Bush broke his neck, I had sent him a baseball. It is Kenny Bunkport address, and I surprisingly got it back.
Wow.
Signed. You can tell it's a 90-year-old signature, so it's not a clean one like you see on the auction houses. And it's used a Sharpie, so probably easier to hold. It's certainly a little more sentimental value, but I just wondered, is there value in trying to get that authenticated just for future, or is that not being a clean signature like when he was president younger?
Yeah,
Bill, if there's value
what,
in that.
What is what are his? Are he's is he in the $200-$300 range on a single sign ball?
Surprisingly, yeah, I've. Oh, okay, yeah, that wasn't me. Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, yeah, I would certainly, Justin, I would get it authenticated, like you said, just potentially for future value, or if it ever does change hands and it's sold, because that'll certainly just take any question of authenticity off the tape.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool item though. Any presidential single sign baseball, that's it's always going to have good potential down the road. We talk about that a lot where you can get any celebrity on a single sign baseball. I mean, if you think you're going to go somewhere that there might be some celebrities there that you think you'd like to get an autograph from, bring a couple of baseballs, official baseballs, because it's a great item. You can have anybody sign them, and there's good value to them. I told the story.
Yeah, we've actually, Tom, got a lot going in the February auction of, I'm trying to remember who it is. It's Trump and Kat and Bush, and it's the four big Republican nominees on single sign balls.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It makes a great lot, and makes a great collection.
You're going to probably have the candidate as one of them, you know.
Yeah.
Check it out. I just got President Ford on your last auction, so looking forward to it.
Oh, very good. Now, if you really want to do it, then get any president that's ever signed a baseball and then just get documents of everybody, all the other presidents, and you've got quite the collection.
Yep.
I've thought of that would be kind of a neat collection to get if you could get one autograph of every president.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But
great collection to shoot for.
If I do it, maybe I'll start it when I'm like 75 or something. I don't know. Uh-oh, look who's on the line here.
We have Rodney, don't we?
Is this Rodney or the Green Lantern? Which one?
Well, it's going to start with the Green Lantern.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Going to morph into somebody else.
Well, what's up, Lantern? What have you been up to?
Not much. I'm, you know, busy with Rodney. You know how it is.
Let's go while we're young.
Hey, was that you or was that the recording?
Hey, I got a Pele autograph on a 16x20 that I got at a private signing. What do you think something like that goes for?
Nice. Is it framed, Lantern?
I haven't framed it yet, no. Okay.
Now, you know that Art and Frame in Naperville is one of the sponsors on our show, and if you tell her that you listen to our show, she'll give you a 10% discount, Lantern.
Does Rodney get a bigger discount?
You know, actually, if you do the Rodney impression, I bet she might even give you an extra 5% on it. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think it's possible. But
you, Tom, the holidays are never good to me, you know? Last Christmas, I got my kid a BB gun. He got me a shirt with a bullseye on it.
Okay. Maybe she'll move it from 10 to 5%. I don't know. What do you think, Bill Huggins, on the Lantern's Pele?
Well, I've seen Pele's. I think we've had Pele's on soccer balls and on photos and stuff. And you're right. They're going to get in the $200-$400 range. And did he just sign it, Pele Lantern, or did you get him? Did he sign his whole name?
No, just Pele, and he wouldn't even do inscriptions.
Yeah, didn't you want an inscription on it? What did you want him to?
Yeah,
what did you?
I wanted 3-time World Cup champ, but he wouldn't put it on there.
Yeah, huh? Well, yeah, he doesn't sign a ton of stuff. I know when his cards, when he is in the soccer products, his autographed cards usually go in the $300 range. So yeah, good item, Lantern. So does Rodney have anything else to say for the holidays?
I tell you, my wife. The other day I asked if there's somebody else. She told me there must be.
Happy holidays, Rodney. Oh, boy.
Let's go while we're young.
He does do it.
He's
dusting it off.
Amazing.
Is a good Rodney.
Yes.
Lantern had said that he met Rodney one time and talked to him for a while, and I guess he is good at picking that up right away.
That's cool. Evidently, Kevin Spacey does a great Johnny Carson, and so he was on the Johnny Carson show doing Johnny Carson.
Oh, really?
It was funny. If you ever catch it on YouTube,
that would be
amazing.
A good one.
Yes. has.
We have Chris from Midway on the line. What do you have there, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
First-time caller.
All right. Very good.
Hey!
Are you really, or you just wanted to hear Brickhouse?
Well, I'm a Sox fan, so, yeah, I'm a first-timer.
Okay, very good. You know, Jack Brickhouse actually announced the White Sox for quite a while. He did both. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know he went both ways.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Okay, what do you have? Let's get it back on the
wrong image. Here.
Back on the Sunday morning road here.
Yeah, I'm going to be really nice now. I got a autographed signed Nike basketball by Stacey King.
Okay.
And a miniature Steeler helmet with the authenticity of Bill Cowher.
Oh, that's kind of cool. It's a mini helmet?
Yes.
Cowher, I would think, is probably $50 or $60, unless I'm missing something that he doesn't sign much. Stacey King, I think his announcing actually is going to help his values. He's a very popular Bulls announcer. I would think right now a basketball, if it's authenticated, is probably maybe just in the $75 to $100 range, but I think he's got some potential there, actually.
Would I save it?
I would save it because, you know, he was on the championship teams, so that's good. And now that he's their announcer, and it looks like he's going to be a long-time announcer for the Bulls, I think it's got a good future potential to it also.
Cool.
All right, very good.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Go Sox. Speaking of the White Sox, after they picked up Todd Frazier.
That was a good segue.
Yes.
Good.
I mean, they really went to the positions that they really needed help in with third base. Now Lowry can play second, two new catchers. They're rumored to be in line for another outfielder. So we're going to be coming back. Next week's our last show. We're coming back for the start of the baseball season in April. And we're going to be making our City Series plans.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm going with. I'm sticking with it. Bill Huggins, World Series in Chicago, City Series next year.
I'll be there.
All right, very good. Well, it's time for a short break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about your collectibles. And we've got a double prize this week, a 2015 Topps Archives Signature Series box and the Cheesehead Bible for you Packer fans out there. A book, the Cheesehead Bible, and Vince really will deliver that free of charge,
all right,
along
fine.
With the Archives box to the winner. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And Eric, by the way, thanks for getting that up, finding that so fast. I emailed Eric during the week. I thought we were thinking of something to get for first-time callers, and bang, he's got it on there. Good job, Eric.
For sure.
Yes, you can give us a call at 312-332-3776. We're giving away to one caller. Or if you tweet me at TCrownTom as my Twitter ID, there's quite a few things up here also. If you tweet me a picture of something and we use it on the show, you also get in the drawing for the Cheesehead Bible, book, and a 2015 Topps Archives Signature Series box, which has one pack with one autographed card in it. So it's a good prize package. I got, Lisa emailed me this week. I put a picture up on my T-Crown Tom Twitter ID. It's a 1983 All-Star Old Timers ticket, signed on the front by Joe DiMaggio, on the back by Billy Williams, Del Crandall, and Don Larson. Kind of a weird group on the back. I like the fact that it had DiMaggio on one side by himself on the front side. So for display purposes, that was good. I'm thinking it's probably 150 to 200. Do you think that actually is better, Bill, when there's a group like that that doesn't tie together all that well, like it's not all Hall of Famers, if the biggest name is by himself on one side?
I think you're right. That, you know, I mean, well, that item is probably going to have much more value to the person who got it signed than
right.
anybody else, because they lived the moment, and you can't transfer that when you sell the item, so it's hard to package that up. But no, like you said, the DiMaggio could certainly be displayed as a single signed autograph, and being on the ticket, it's that moment in time.
That's right, and it looked good. And yeah, and if you, there's a lot of things that are like that, where if you got it yourself,
yeah,
and you're thinking, well, but this was so neat, yeah, but the other guy doesn't get that
I'm
as
curious
much.
How Del Crandall, is it Del Crandall?
Del Crandall.
How he got on that ball. I'd like to know that story.
He must have been at the old-timers game. I don't know. He was a pretty good player. I don't know what his lifetime stats were, but he was a pretty good player.
Yeah, he was a perennial all-star catcher back.
Yeah, so he must have just been there, you know, maybe playing at the old-timers game and got on it. Don Larson was probably, they woke him up and said, Don, you okay? Okay, here. And then Billy Williams, of course. Billy Williams and Joe DiMaggio, I mean, those are two great Hall of Famers. All right, we got a lot of callers waiting here now. We've got, let's see, who's waiting the longest? It looks like Chad from Crystal Lake. Thanks for the call, Chad. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. First time caller.
Hi, hi.
All right. Yeah. Go Cubbies.
Yes.
Hey, real quick, I won't waste your time, but I've got a autographed picture of MJ at the old Chicago Stadium where he's kneeling down and kicking the ball.
Oh, nice.
Home game.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool move that he did for that.
Yeah, that was very cool. And then I have a Beckett's magazine, Basketball Monthly, I believe it is, with Shaq, Penny Hardaway, and Horace Grant on the front, all signed by all three.
Well, that's kind of neat. I'm not a big fan of the Beckett magazines, the way they look typically. So personally, that's not something that I'd be as interested in. The Jordan, is it an 8x10?
Yeah, it's an 8x10 and a one of those like plaques, you know, where it's inserted that slid in and it's got it labeled at the bottom.
Upper Deck authenticated, or is it authenticated by anyone?
I want to say it is. It's not in front of me because I'm in my car right now.
Okay. Well, let's say it's in. It displays nicely, and if it was Upper Deck authenticated, I'm thinking you're probably looking at $300 to $500. The Shaq, that's kind of neat. I mean, for a Magic fan, that would be good. I guess, or if you're a Shaq collector, a Hall of Fame collector, and you want to get a Shaq, that might not be a bad thing. I'm thinking that probably would be in the $100 range for that one. So not bad. Don on Twitter sent a picture. Bill, here's a question for you. He's got four notebooks full of cards from the 70s, Washington, San Diego error cards. Judging from his picture, oh, he's got some 69s here because he's got the Reggie rookie that off-center, lower condition. He's got some 69s actually in there too. Is that something, does it have to be like really high grade for you to be interested in late 60s, early 70s, or how do you work that with people?
Well, sure, high grade would help. I mean, when we start to get into the 70s, it's either high grade or lots of it.
Yeah, right. You
know? So we do run, like, I think we've got a lot in this coming auction, which is about 60,000 cards from 1970 to 1979 as one lot.
Wow.
And they're sort of, they have stars and whatever all mixed throughout there and everything. But they're not, they're not near mint to mint through and through. There are some in there, but the overall condition is probably OX to X mint, which is probably a grade lower than where you usually find 70s cards.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, Don, you'd probably want to contact us with some of the top rookies, the condition on some of those, how many total cards. But this might have potential if the 70s are in real good shape and you have some real nice rookie cards mixed in there. It might have potential for a Huggins and Scott auction. We'd have to look into it a little further. And we've got Pistol Pat. We haven't heard from Pistol in a while. What's up, Pistol?
Hey, great show there, Triple Crown Tom.
Thanks. What's up?
Pretty good, pretty good. I got a couple items for you. I pulled Connor McDavid, the number one pick in the NHL draft, his oversized Young Guns card. I was wondering what the value of that is. And then I got a couple of, I got lots of memorabilia of Jeff Gordon, the race car driver, his Marlin memories, autographed pictures, die casts, and various forms of memorabilia cards, autographed, all autographed. So I was just wondering.
Are those all Jeff Gordons?
While Jeff Gorin stuff, it's all authenticated.
That might be a Huggins and Scott auction lot. As far as we'll get to Connor McDavid first.
Okay.
His young guns are selling about 150 to 200. You know, he got hurt, but I think he's supposed to be coming back. His stuff is still hot. We did a split yesterday. I really like the Upper Deck Black Diamond Hockey.
That's a nice product.
Nice looking cards. And I had first pick in the split. The way we do it, you have to pay more if you're first pick. You open everything up and you put stuff out there. It was good for all three of us, but it was a quad patch numbered to 99, I think, of Connor McDavid.
Wow.
And I got the equivalent of $300 to $350 for that. I actually got this is weird. I got in a split with Upper Deck Black Diamond Hockey, and I ended up with a PSA 6 Hal Chase tobacco card out of it.
Wow.
I got that in $50 for it. So McDavid stuff, even though he's hurt, is still really hot because he's considered a once-in-a-generation type talent.
His oversized cards are selling anywhere between $50 and $75 on eBay.
Okay, so they're less than the regular Young Guns then. Thanks,
man. Okay.
And then Bill Huggins, the Jeff Gorin lot, is that might be something good for an auction?
Yeah, I would think now would be very timely on that with his retiring and everything. I'd be happy to revisit if you'd like to give us a call as far as including that in the next auction.
The number at Huggins and Scott is 301-608-0355, or you can go to hugginsandscott.com and contact them through the website. But Bill's there usually during the week, or they've got Ryan there and Bill's son, Ricky. They do a great job handling everything with all the different. You guys must get a lot of calls during the week, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Yeah, you guys do a great job, though. Jeff from Wrigleyville's on the line. What do you have, Jeff?
Hi. Second-time caller.
Okay, let's see.
Come here, Mick.
We do, when we're doing splits at T-Crown, Vince came up with this Cut Me, Mick from the Rocky movies. And actually, one of the customers was going to get Vince a Cut Me, Mick shirt, and he couldn't find it. So, all right, well, what do you have there, Jeff?
I called a couple of months ago. I told you I had a Bryant signed jersey.
Oh, yeah.
I also have the Bryant and Rizzo signed baseball, the tickets from that day's game, the VIP passes from that day's game. And a couple of pictures of my daughter with Brian and Rizzo in the dugout.
Wow, very nice.
To go along with that, I have a scorecard from that day, and it turned out it was a bobblehead day. So I have the bobblehead sitting on top of the frame with the box.
Well, who was the bobblehead?
Bryant.
Oh, wow, boy. Now, what was this in April? What month was it?
September 5th.
Oh, September 5th was later in the year. Okay, very good.
Right, and at your suggestion, I took it to that my wife took it to that lady in Naperville.
Oh, to Agatha at Art and Frame.
Yeah, she did a fantastic job.
Isn't she good?
Doesn't she do awesome? It's amazing what she can do.
And she's so good to deal with, too. She really is. I got to look up the phone number for Art and Frame. We'll mention that again.
Yeah, she set it up. It's essentially a 4-inch deep frame because it has the ball on it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I bet that looks great.
It's like a 3D thing almost. And on the back of it, you can't see it, but I have all the emails back and forth to set this thing up.
Wow. Now,
It cost us an arm and a leg to get it framed.
Yeah.
But the framing is beautiful.
Yeah, that would be the type of thing you wouldn't want to be shipping that for auctions, but that would be a real good display piece in a store, a memorabilia store, or even maybe an art dealer that has sports memorabilia and sports art might like that hanging up there. That's a neat item. Yep.
Before we picked it up, she told me she had numerous comments about, wow, look at that thing. It's wonderful.
I bet. I bet. You know, if you can send a picture of it to me, T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID so our listeners could see it. I'd like to see that, too. That's awesome. But that's worth we'd have to go into it a little longer, but that's hundreds of dollars, you know, and then with the frame, too, it adds all the more to it. That's a great display piece. That really is. Very nice.
My daughter's not getting rid of it, but who knows, maybe her kids will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To keep that in the family, just keep it clean. Just try to keep it out of direct sunlight as much as you can, so there's not a lot of fading to it.
We found a great spot for it in one of our hallways. No sun at all, and every time we walk down the stairs, we see it.
That's beautiful. Nice. That's nice. Boy, that's got to be beautiful for a Cub fan to have that stuff.
Absolutely.
Just think if they do win a couple World Series, too, and Rizzo and Brian are behind that.
Yep, leading the way, and the town would go a little crazy.
You know, I obviously I'm a Sox fan, but I really like Rizzo. But I think he's the smartest player in town. The way he adjusts his stroke and his stance, and he chokes up for the situation.
And a very smart base runner.
Very smart
base runner.
And a really good fielder.
Yep.
He doesn't just take the same swing no matter on the situation. A lot of guys do that. That's one of those things that when you see a player who doesn't, it's really good to
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We have two prizes this week, a 2015 Topps Archives Signature Series box that has one autograph in it, and the Cheesehead Bible, a book. And I guess if you go to Amazon.com, you can order this book, but you can also read the reviews about it rather than having me try to tell you about the book. But it seems like it'd be a pretty interesting
book.
It
is, actually, despite my comment of sarcasm earlier. It is a pretty interesting book.
I've
read a couple.
Cool. They have some pretty good illustrations in
Absolutely.
There. And looks like So give us a call, 312-332-3776. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away the Cheesehead Bible, a new book. You can buy it on Amazon. And a 2015 Topps Archives Signature Series box, one autographed card. In the box, that's all you get, but some of them go for a lot of money, like $1,500 for Andres Galarraga,
right around
for instance.
There, yes, for sure.
Pretty amazing what some of the stuff can go for.
My wife just added a few things to her Christmas list after listening to what you just said there. So.
Sorry about that, Vince.
No worries.
All right, next on the line, we've got Ken from Crystal Lake. What's up, Ken? Hello, Ken.
Hello there.
Hi, what's up?
Well, I have a signed Brett Favre NFL hat. It's not authenticated. Back in 1990, a college roommate of mine got three hats signed, and he gave them to two friends and kept one himself. Brett Favre was buying a Ford station wagon for his mom just as he signed on for the Packers at the time. So
really?
He walked up, asked him, he was working there, asked him if he could actually, they're the same age. He said he still jokes about it. He walks up and says, "Mr. Favre, can I have your signature?" And he signed three hats. And I think the two have since been destroyed. And I still have mine. And I think at some point I want to give it back to him. But
that would have been a good article in the Cheesehead Bible, I think.
Absolutely. Yes.
Now, Bill Huggins, is there any extra value to? So this would have been signed in like 1991 or 92 then.
Right.
Is there any extra value to a Favre hat that was signed at that time as compared to something that's signed now?
Well, the newer guys probably not as much as the older guys. Like, I know early Mantle signatures,
this
signature evolved radically over the years, and early Mantle signatures do command a lot more. I don't know if Brett Favre's signature has evolved into an early versus a now type signature. If so, then he doesn't sign that way anymore. It would certainly have some added value. How much would have to be determined by who wants to buy it.
Now, is this a Packer hat, did you say?
It is. It's an official NFL hat, but just has a signature right on the brim.
Okay.
And that's it.
Do you think that's 100, maybe 100 to 200, Bill?
I think you're right in that range, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So that's a neat item for sure. Good story behind it, too, without a doubt. Next on the line, we have Roger from Rockford. How are things in Rockford, Roger?
Oh, not too bad. A little snowy.
Oh, it's snowing now, huh?
No, this snowed a couple of days ago, but it's still hanging around.
Oh, I see. So what's up? What do you have?
It's not the first Sports Illustrated, but it's the first Sports Illustrated that Henry Aaron was on the cover of,
Ooh.
And it has his signature.
What year was that? Do you know the year and the date of that issue? I don't remember seeing that.
Actually, I don't. Yeah, I apologize. I'm in my truck, and I don't have it with me. I'm mid-60s, I'm guessing, but I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Maybe earlier than that.
Okay. So you have it signed by Aaron?
Correct.
I would think
if it's in pristine condition.
I would think, well, was it signed back then or was it signed more recently?
I got it when I got it, it was signed already.
Okay.
But I got it 30 years ago.
Oh, okay. So it probably has, I'm thinking that might be, depending on how nice the issue is and how nice the signature is, that might be a couple $100 item, actually. That's kind of neat. I'd like to see that one. I can't picture Aaron, you know, like I can picture a lot of times if people say a Sports Illustrated, I can picture the cover, but I can't picture that one. I don't know which one that would have been. I'd like to see a picture of that one. Here, Chris,
one of the key things would be for that, Tom, is does it have a mailing label?
Yeah, that is big.
The Sports Illustrated collectors out there, they will pay a lot of money for these older issues of guys who are still alive. I mean, we had a Ron Santo one when he was still alive. I think Santo and Banks or something were on the cover. And this blank issue, I think I put on eBay, went for like $175 because it didn't have a mailing label.
Wow. You know, I have a signed, Eddie Matthews signed the first Sports Illustrated. I have that at home, and now thinking about it, I don't think it has a mailing label.
Well, the first issues did not.
Okay, good. Well, then that's good. I love that cover. That's actually one of my favorite collectibles that I have at home. I really like the looks of that cover, and Eddie Matthews was always a really good player. So here, Chris on Twitter sent a picture of an item, Soldier Field Stadium seat, 85 Bears signed it, and a Schwartz Sports COA. So this is it looks like from the picture, it's not a full seat, I don't think. It looks like it's maybe the back of the seat. But that's got to be, if all the 85 Bears are on there, including Peyton and Ditka and them, I think that might be at least $500, $600. That might be even in the $1,000 range, I would think. I'd have to do a little research. What do you think on that one, Bill? Is that one that might be more in Chicago than in an auction, do you think? Or
maybe so. I mean, the item that it's signed on has probably a limited audience, seat backs versus footballs versus other types of items. But, I would think if it's got all the key names and at least 20 or 25 names that, to the right guy, $1,000 or more may not be off the table at all.
The one good thing about that, it looks like, you know, it's a big enough thing where they've got all the names on one side for the display. You know, as far as that would probably be good. That would be one to talk with Agatha at Art and Frame about, that getting some sort of shadow box type thing or something. That might look really good in that, actually. Okay, Michael from Stevensville, Michigan is online. How's it going there, Michael?
Very good. Thanks for taking my call this morning, gentlemen. I actually have two items. I have a 60s-era Roberto Clemente bobblehead doll.
Ooh, nice.
And I have a 1970s Life magazine, the complete magazine, with Ali on the cover. And the headline is, "He's Back," and that's autographed, and that's framed.
Oh, wow, very nice, Bill. That's a couple good ones for you, a 60s Clemente bobblehead and a 70s Life magazine signed by Ali.
Yeah, I mean, the bobblehead, depending on the condition, if it has any light little hairline cracks or the decals on it, depending on how strong they are and in good shape, those have sold for $1,000 as much as $2,500. Does it have the box with it by chance or no?
No, it does not, but it is otherwise pristine condition.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, you're in pristine condition. You're approaching $2,000. We've sold them and had very good luck with an item like that. Now, the Ali sign thing, is it an old signature of Ali? Is it Muhammad and Ali underneath it, or is it Muhammad with Ali next to it?
It's a newer one. It's approximately, I'm going to guess, 15, 18 years old.
Right. You're probably still looking at several hundred dollars for that. It could be considerably more if it was the old Ali signature, which he doesn't really sign it.
And, Bill, those would both be good Huggins and Scott auction items if you ever wanted to auction them with you, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Now, speaking of those two guys, there is a Roberto Clemente cut signature frame display in the February Huggins and Scott auction. It's JSA authenticated with a $400 minimum bid. And this is also neat. A Cassius Clay 1964 dated cut signature signed Cassius Clay. That was before he changed his name to Muhammad Ali. $1,000 minimum bid on that one. You don't see a lot of the Cassius Clay signatures.
How much more valuable is the Cassius Clay, Bill, than the Muhammad Ali from the late 60s or early 70s?
This Cassius Clay is gonna get some really good money, because the story behind this is it was signed at his training camp literally two or three days before he fought Joe Louis, and it says the next, he wrote on there, the next champ, as a little inscription.
Before he fought, not Joe Louis, Patterson,
Liston,
maybe? Or Sonny Liston.
Sonny Liston.
Yeah, that was a big fight. Wow, that's neat. So $1,000 minimum bid, that'll be another interesting one to watch. Okay, we're getting low on time and still have a lot of callers here, so let's get to them. Harold, thanks for waiting. Harold from Chicago, what do you have there, Harold?
Well, first of all, I'm going to need a hey-hey. And my question goes back to the early Brick House days when all four TV stations broadcast the Cubs simultaneously. Anyway, buried somewhere, I have Cubs yearbooks from 47, 48, 49, which they sold at the ballpark for about 50 cents, as I recall. They do not have autographs, but assuming they are not yellowed with age and otherwise in good condition, do they have any value?
Bill, the late 40s Cubs yearbooks.
Yeah, they're between $75 and $100 a piece, depending on if they're in decent shape. We've actually sold runs of Cubs yearbooks in our auctions for, several hundreds of dollars or more, depending on how complete the run is.
There was actually a Jack Brickhouse auction a couple weeks ago on a Saturday.
Really?
It was kind of some really neat stuff they had. I wish they had used Huggins and Scott for this stuff, but if they didn't, I don't know who was selling it. It was some local thing that you had to go, and I obviously couldn't go on a Saturday. But if they didn't sell some of that stuff, if you're listening, I'd like you to contact me. I'd be interested in some of that stuff. He had some really neat awards and all kinds of stuff, some really neat stuff there. So, Brickhouse was always, he was a homer, but he was always fun to listen to. And he definitely got excited
when the home runs came,
without a doubt.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's some neat stuff. Dan from South Elgin is on the line. What's up, Dan?
Good morning, gentlemen. Two items. I have a 1934 World Series ticket from Game 6 between the Cardinals and the Tigers.
Oh.
And I have a 1955 World Series ticket, both in very good condition. I think the 55 World Series is Game 7, which I believe was between the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Wow, that's some pretty neat. Those tickets can do well. Bill, do you remember running either one of those?
Are they full tickets or ticket stubs?
They're the full ticket. Now, again, these are so old that, they're not ripped or torn or there's a perforated edge on each one of them. It gives you the seat. You've got the seat. And the Tiger one from 34 is the bleacher admission, $1.10. And then the 1955 World Series ticket has the lower section stand, section 12, box 42C, seat 7.
I saw one of those.
Well, those are potentially. I know the 55 is the clincher, which the final game of any World Series or something. The clinching ticket is always the highest prized one of the group and everything. And those, depending on condition and everything, you're looking at probably the Dodger one is probably even more so valuable than the 34 because of that famous series, the Dodgers Yankees. And the Dodger one is probably $1,000 if it's sharp and clean and everything, or more. And the other one is probably in the $500 to $600 range.
Yeah, I think you could see that Dodger one if you got that, if you sent it to Bill and they got it graded for you and it was real nice. That could do thousands, actually. That could be really big. That's a great ticket. That would be a great auction item. Are you thinking you might auction it?
Well, I just came across it in a safe deposit box and was not sure. I listened to your show frequently in the morning and thought I got to call these gentlemen. So finally, I've taken the time to call. So maybe I'll stop by the Naperville location and have somebody take a look at it.
Good. I'd love to see it. I'm Tom at Triple Crown in Naperville, 630-357-7707. And I'd look at it. And, you know, Bill, would it be... I guess you'd probably want to run that maybe in the May auction, right? Because it'd be getting a little tight to get it graded.
Yeah, I think the turnaround time for getting it encapsulated is kind of past.
Yeah, it'd be good to get that. If it's nice, bring it in, show it to me, and we'll check it out. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the show. If you're waiting, you're going to have to call us next week. But, Vince, time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is the Green Lantern. So, Rodney, send me your email, and I will... send me your address out, and I'll get it to you free of charge.
All right. The Green Lantern wins. That might be a first. He definitely wins the award for the best voice.
No doubt about
that.
The
best impression.
Well, maybe second to yours, but yeah, gotcha.
Okay, well, we're going to be on next Sunday's our last show till April, so get your questions together and get with us next week. And hang in there. Have a great Christmas, everybody. Thanks for listening.